My father has been gone for almost a year, and I was on my way to visit his grave, tucked sweetly within a family plot beside his mama and daddy. St. Peter's Cemetery is in a tiny town of Waverly, Kentucky, very much a Catholic area, and very much a poor Catholic area. Every time I drive to see Daddy, I listen to Hank. Those in my family, we just say Hank because there's only one. But perhaps I should specify, Hank Williams Sr., circa 1952. He was my daddy's favorite, and I know every word to every song. And if you're not sure or don't know who that is, it's that twangy kind of country music that makes dogs howl, the stuff I absolutely love that will always feel like Daddy's arms around me. Lonesome Blues transports me to another time. Have you ever just heard a story that stuck in your bones, and who was telling it made you rejoice, but who it was about made you cry, even if they were one and the same? The story came deep from within my blood. My father grew up on a farm. Not really. It really wasn't big enough to be a farm. But there were hogs, an ass, two old milk cows, Bessie and Brownie. The house, it was a tiny two-room shack in desperate need of repair. Chip, white paint, missing slats of wood, an old outhouse for a bathroom. Daddy remembered the outhouse, too, because when he was around six, he said he hated walking to it at night because the old mean rooster would peck at his privates. And my daddy's mom and dad, they were extremely poor. And this story must have stuck in his mind, too, because he cried when he told it. His house was the kind of house that had dirt for a yard. Wobbly, slanted floors, and chickens wild. My dad and his brothers, they were the kind of kids that wore girls' jeans because they were cheaper, right around the time of James Dean and Brill Cream. Can you imagine what that must have done? And when their father would eat, he would let the lard from the pork, stew, or whatever run down his chin, only to wipe it with his sleeve. I only knew my grandpa for a very short time, but to a four-year-old, he looked ominous, grotesque, and mean. He was known to have cut the family dog with a razor blade, poured gunpowder into its wounds, purposely driving the dog mad, swearing it would keep coloreds away from the yard. And my grandmother, well, I never got the chance to meet her. She married at 15. But what I wouldn't give to tell her that her granddaughter and her great-granddaughter, we have her blue eyes and her red hair, but mostly that her son, my father, changed the course of an entire family. She died when my dad was 15 or so. He found her dead after the night his daddy had beat her, just a little too much. Can you imagine what that must have done? When a Hank Williams song can make his eyes water, and a little black and white girl playing together can make him smile, or when he wants to hold on to his only daughter, he let me go, going on pure faith that he taught me right, right enough to lie down and die.